But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. As Americans reflect on the legacy of former President Jimmy Carter after his death yesterday, presidential historian and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove.
He was so down to earth, so accessible, somebody you could talk to very easily, despite the fact that he was our 39th president, somebody you could really engage with.
The state funeral for the late President Carter is January 9th at National Cathedral in Washington. South Korean officials plan to conduct safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. This as they investigate Sunday's explosive crash at an airport in southern South Korea that killed 179 people. President Biden announcing an additional $2.5 billion in U.S. military aid to Ukraine with special authority to get weapons to Ukraine faster. At least four people killed after a rare winter outbreak of tornadoes and straight-line winds ripped across seven states, knocking out power, tearing up homes. This is ABC News. Many holiday travelers are starting to head home, but severe storms are affecting dozens of flights in the southern states and the West Coast. Phoenix Sky Harbor saw more than 100 flights delayed. Orlando Quesada and his family were delayed 12 hours flying from Dallas, finally getting to Phoenix around 2 a.m.
Then we had another big delay, so it put us back 2-3 hours, but we're here now trying to make the best of it. It's kind of weird that delays are becoming so commonplace all of a sudden because these flights are expensive.
Many of us are coming up with resolutions for the new year, but those goals are often easier to set than to meet. Dr. Lee Kroll is assistant professor of neurology at Maimonides Hospital. She says, don't beat yourself up or get upset by setbacks. Just keep moving towards your goal.
So there's absolutely no such thing as somebody who sets out to achieve every goal they've ever had and has carried out every step without any flaws. That just doesn't happen. It's not reality.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy, rinse and refresh, it's a dream.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. A Milwaukee crime is being connected to a homicide from Kentucky. Police in Kentucky allege 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis of Milwaukee forced his way into a home on Friday morning and shot two women. One of those victims was Davis' girlfriend, and she died. Davis has been taken into custody after being found behind the wheel of a car connected to that shooting. Court documents say Davis told police that he broke into a Milwaukee credit union on Christmas Day and used that money to buy two guns and drove to Kentucky for the explicit purpose of killing the victims. UW Health is being recognized by the Department of Workforce Development for supporting veterans. Tomorrow is Maloney.
UW Health is recognized as a Vets Ready employer and was awarded a gold certification in the large-sized business category. UW Health initiated participation in the Wisconsin Military Medics and Corpsmen program. UW Health also temporarily waives the credential and license requirements for eligible military members so they can work in civilian healthcare roles while getting additional medical licenses. UW Health also supports their employees who still serve in the military and those who have retired or separated from military service with a resource group.
Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and it is the most common day for drunk driving across the country. You're being reminded to make responsible choices. Katie Jensen from Gunderson Health Systems says more than 10,000 people are killed every year in the United States by alcohol-impaired drivers.
Really making that one choice could affect not only your own family, but other people's families as well, especially if you're going to get behind the wheel and you've been drinking or you've been doing other substances that would impact your concentration and focus.
Make sure you have a designated driver or are taking a rideshare back from your New Year's Eve party. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s. With calm winds becoming a bit feisty tonight, temperatures still slide below freezing to the upper 20s and for tomorrow hit the low 30s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now it's 30.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Markets are higher. Now, we got to temper our enthusiasm just a bit because strength in the commodities is also reflected in some strength in the energies. Higher as well on that side. Today, I'm touching base with my dream team. Well, I guess my dream team minus Farrah Fawcett. Live from the final Monday of 2023 via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete, that's Greg Peterson. Then it's Doug Hensley, president of Hertz Ag Real Estate, and later Josh Linville from StoneX. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm your professional broadcast host, filling in for Chip Flory. It's me, your pal, Davis Michelson. So glad to be here with you on this Monday morning. I feel good. I feel real good this morning. I'm only two cups of coffee in, also. Usually by this point, I've got three in me, but no, not today. I don't even need that third cup. I'm just, you know, I'm burning these two and feeling pretty good. Okay, I mean, I don't know if everybody's doing this ad nauseum and whatnot, but hey, 2025 is knocking on the door here. And there have been projections of economic peril ahead. I would like to talk to a couple of my guys. Doug Hensley, he's so good on the land market. I want to know what his observations are currently. And I'm curious, you know, once we start to see land values, once we see those auction prices begin to level off, even before they begin to soften, we begin to see different types of land selling in different ways. Suddenly the demand shifts. Maybe suddenly it all sort of shifts over into development potential. Maybe it shifts over into low-lying land, people trying to maybe do a little bargain hunting. I want to find out exactly what's going on with the land market here as we cross over into 2025. And I'm also curious about those potential buyers and sellers. Is there something that we might need to keep in mind and do a little bit differently in 2025? That's going to be a theme, if I can remember, through the rest of the show, because I want to have the same conversation with Josh Linville from StoneX on the inputs. I've done some stuff for my landowner. I've done an annual look at what fertilizer prices have done, and some have acted like one expects them to
act on an annual basis. Anhydrous ammonia has been very flat to just sort of tepidly lower. I wonder if that's telling us anything at all. Josh Linville will know. We'll get you set up. What do you need to know going into 2025 when it comes to making your fertilizer purchases? And then, of course, Brett Waltz from Bamba WX. He sent me some notes, and there, the word blast is in there. There are all caps in there. We got to get to Brett. So before we do, let's do a little housekeeping here. We'll begin with the National Weather Service outlook, where snow showers are likely across parts of the northern Rockies and northern central plains today. Much above average temperatures continue for the central and eastern United States today. Cooling trends from west to east this week. Critical fire weather expected for portions of the southern high plains today. We will talk to Brett Waltz about the spoiler alert. Cold blast. He put cold in front of blast. I'm just going to leave it there. Stick around. We'll talk with him in just a few minutes. Brazil will be quite wet, according to World Weather Inc. Central and east central Argentina, portions of Uruguay, western Rio Grande do Sul, and southwestern Paraguay are expected to be dry or mostly dry for at least 10 days and probably 2 weeks. And we'll get Brett Waltz to weigh in on South America as well. In other news, U.S. credit card defaults reached their highest level since 2010 in the second quarter of 2024. 10.9% of accounts were more than 90 days delinquent. 10%, almost 11% of accounts, 90 days delinquent. That's a sharp increase from the 6.3% in Q4 of 2023 and just 4% in Q4 of 2022, up at 11% now. The U.S. dollar was weaker. Bloomberg reports, quote, the dollar is headed for its best year in almost a decade as U.S. economic strength reins in expectations for the Federal Reserve's rate-cutting cycle, and Trump's threats of tariffs underpin bullish bets on the currency. Meanwhile, NYMEX crude oil futures near steady, trading around 70.75. That was a little bit earlier, and now we're up to, we're up over 71 bucks there in the front month. Crude oil there. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note on the rise, presently at 4.6%. Spot gold is off, but currently at $2,600 an ounce. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced an $820 million investment by Avina Clean Hydrogen in southwest Illinois, get this, to establish a state-of-the-art facility producing sustainable aviation fuel. That's SAF. The facility will leverage existing infrastructure to supply fuel to major Midwest airports, aligning with Illinois' 2024 economic growth plan. SAF going in Illinois there. The Chinese government urged local officials to provide more financial relief or step up one-time allowances to people in need ahead of major holidays over the month, as the country's economic difficulties are set to extend into 2025. I'm not really sure what that story means, other than the government in China is reaching out to try and provide some financial relief for folks. The new Congress begins on Friday, January 3rd. The ongoing struggle among House Republicans over government funding and debt ceiling issues may jeopardize Speaker Mike Johnson's ability to secure the gavel ahead of the Jan 6 certification of Donald Trump's presidential victory. Key concerns include whether a prolonged speaker election could delay critical steps in the legislative process. And with that, allow me to welcome in Brett Waltz from BAM WX. Good morning, Brett. How's everything?
Hey, good morning. Things are going well.
Bro, you put some stuff into in bold here, all caps. Cold blast likely for much of the central and eastern U.S. Get us into that, would you, buddy?
Yeah, you know, I think that we gradually get colder once we step into the new year. And then we've got a big storm system, I think, possible as we work into Sunday, Monday. That's going to usher in some very cold air. I think by late next week, we could be looking at sub-zero temperatures for a lot of the Midwest into the Ohio Valley and a lot of the central and northern plains as well. So could be a memorable cold blast in here as we go through the early to mid part of January.
Will our memories be blasted with ice as far south here as Kansas City, perhaps?
I don't think it's out of the question. There's a winter. Yeah, there's a number one. I think it gets very cold there. But number two, there's also a potential winter storm. And I think anywhere from Des Moines to Kansas City to Indianapolis to Chicago, all those areas need to be on the lookout here.
Wow.
Sunday and into Monday. We'll have to fine tune the track. It's still a ways out, but at the very least, something to monitor over the next several days.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on that. Appreciate that. Take us down south. South America trend's been a little bit drier for Argentina.
Yeah, the trend over the holiday was certainly drier. Instead of those rains coming kind of back down to the south, Argentina, Uruguay, into southern Paraguay there, I think that that's an area that will stay drier longer. It also starts to warm up a little bit. So certainly some concern that the trend is to dry out a little bit more there in those areas, too, that aren't necessarily soaked to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brett, I know that Chip gushed over your assistance and your willingness to offer information to us and our beloved listeners last week ahead of Christmas. So allow me to just say Happy New Year, dude. I wish you the best prosperity to you, your company, your family, and those you love. Happy New Year, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. We just appreciate the heck out of you, brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate so much you having me and having me on every week. And delayed Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year to everybody. And again, just really appreciate being able to hop on.
I love every second of it. Brett Waltz from BAM WX. When we come back, it's Machinery Pete.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
You set high expectations for yourself, and so do we. As America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational event, Commodity Classic has held record-breaking shows 2 years in a row, keeping you at the top of your game with a world-class trade show and inspiring education designed by farmers for farmers. Commodity Classic is elevating excellence in agriculture as we visit Denver for the first time in 2025. Join us March 2nd through 4th and discover more at Commodity Classic.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. The Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Day one, the hardest.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Just stand by for a moment while I refresh my screen here because, so close. We've switched to mixed. We were all higher, all the way across the board, completely, everything. It was just looking to be a great day. Well, unless you're invested in the stock market. But on the commodities side, we looked good, and now we're mixed. Corn is lower. Oh, for crying out loud. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, is my next guest here. Before I bring him in, I do need to make an announcement that I think... Greg, come on in here. Good morning, sir. I might want you to elucidate some of this for us. This is unfair, but I know that you were there. Jimmy Carter, 39th President of the United States, passed away at the age of 100 on Sunday at his home in Plains, Georgia. He'd been in hospice since February 2023. Longest living U.S. president in history, known for extensive post-presidential humanitarian work, Habitat for Humanity, recipient of the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize for his dedication to peace, democracy, and human rights. Carter's century-spanning life included roles as a peanut farmer, naval officer, governor, president, and global humanitarian. His death comes just over a year after the passing of his beloved wife, Rosalind. Greg Peterson, any reflections on the loss of President Carter at all, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I saw that. We're, you know, sorry to hear, but also, you know, we've been expecting the news for a while. And
sure.
President Carter, I was about 11 years old, 1976, when he kind of shot out of nowhere. But, you know, I think, obviously, as we look back, you know, our view changes, and that, you know, what he and his wife did after they left the White House with Habitat for Humanity, and you know, just the way they lived their life, I think we can all learn a lot. I mean, they were married 77 years.
Yeah,
I lived to be 100 years old, and you know, I think across ag country, a lot of respect. I mean, you know, he came from farm roots and was in the Navy, World War II. So yeah, amazing life. And served our country, and we thank him for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. Rest in peace, President Carter. With that, you you sent me a few notes here ahead of the show, Pete, and I saw a magic word that just tugs at my heart. That's Massey Ferguson. I learned to drive a tractor on a Massey Ferguson. Sir, what do you got?
Well, I should ask you, Davis, do you remember what model you learned to drive?
I don't, but it had a loader on it. It was a smaller
okay.
one. It wasn't real
gotcha.
Big. Yep.
Okay.
It
well,
did have PTO.
It did have. Well, that's good. Yeah. Thursday, our friends at Big Iron had an online auction. And of course, on their online auctions, they have a lot of retirement sales within their online auctions. And there was a farmer from Sumner, Iowa that had four very low-hourd Masseys. I had talked about these last week. I think people were kind of watching them. And boy, they sold really strong.
Yeah.
A little bigger Massey, I think, than maybe you grew up on, Davis. But
mm-hmm.
they set two records. They had a 12-model Massey 8660, only had 877 hours on it. Mm-hmm. That went for 139 and a quarter. The highest auction price coming into the sale ever was 128, and that was back February of 14, so pushing 11 years ago. That was out of Indiana. Another record was set on a loader Massey, a 19-model 4710. Mechanical front had only 636 hours again, so they were low hour on Thursday. That brought 65.5. Mm-hmm. That went just over 10,000 over the previous record from just about 3 years ago in Torrington, Wyoming. And then almost a record on the 12-model Massey 8650. That only had 239 hours, sold for $130,500. That's the second highest auction price I've ever seen on a Massey 8650. Mm-hmm. And then they also had a 13-model Massey 7620, 819 hours, I think. That brought 83.5. That's like the third highest the last 7 years. So, again, another strong sale by our friends at Big Iron there last Thursday.
Yeah. That's your pick of the week this week. And you made a few comments here that you sent over. You used the word very sharp in reference mm-hmm. to some of these tractors. What earns the moniker sharp when it comes to used equipment like that?
You know, that's an insightful question, Davis. I'm asked that a few times a year. You know, I've been compiling prices 35 years now, and way back when I started in November of 1989, we'd get the prices and we sort of had a choice to make. How do we clarify them? Should we go 1 to 10 on a rating scale. And I, at the time, I just thought, nah, let's just keep it simple. Let's go excellent, good, fair, poor.
Okay.
And then we use verbiage, you know, to add, as we are able, some definition to that. So when I say sharp, you know, that just speaks to the owner, seller's care of the equipment.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't always have to be like these four Masseys on Thursday. They were low hours. So, you know, you're expecting those to sell high. But even, you know, again, particularly across the upper Midwest here, you know, the I-States, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas. I mean, owner-operators, you know, running their equipment and caring for it. Now, it's extra work to, you know, keep it shedded and washed, investing in your in the shed, things like that. But the data I've been compiling 35 years, when a sharp piece of equipment comes up for sale, I mean, it brings more money. So the, when I bring in the word.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks for clarifying
good
that.
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I have one question. You asked me to elucify.
Elucidate. Yes.
Elucidate.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, could you explain that word to me?
Absolutely. Tell us more. It's just a big word that means tell us more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shed some light. I think it's from that loose in the middle, the Latin loose, maybe. To enlighten.
I love it. Awesome.
Belhaven, North Carolina. Very nice pair of AGCO tractors. Let's talk about those AGCO tractors. I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, Saturday, Belhaven, North Carolina. It was a sale for G&M Farms Incorporated, retirement sale by Rich and Rich Auctioneers. Richard Vaughn, great guy down there. I've known for years. And they had an AGCO RT120A mechanical front, 1,556 hours. Was very sharp. I put up $36,000, and also they had an unusual one, an AGCO RT110A two-wheel drive. Now, I've only ever seen four RT110As sold, period, but this is the first two-wheel drive that I've run across. It only had 3,772 hours. It brought $24,750. If you want to watch video of it selling, I posted a YouTube video Saturday. One of my buddies was down at the sale, sent me some cell phone video. They also had a Cat 420 Extendahoe cab, four-wheel drive, 6,500 hours. That brought 31,000. And then for you Alice Chalmers lovers out there, an Alice 7080 two-wheel drive. Not sure on the hours. Looked pretty sharp. That brought $7,300. So, again, check out the video if you like that orange paint.
Yeah, absolutely. Your next little bullet point here, listeners may salivate. Are you traveling to North Dakota?
No, this is a sale tomorrow. This is out of Minot, North Dakota, Swenson & Sons. They tend to have a sale like this every year online, end of the year. And folks know Swenson & Sons. They have a sharp eye for amassing really good condition. I don't say vintage, but semi-vintage equipment. So some of the tractors on the sale, they got a 66 model Versatile D100. Very cool looking open station, 100 horsepower, pretty cool rig. If you like, for you, Davis, a Massey, a 75, 1155 with 4,001 hours.
I can put that to work. You bet.
A couple of Olivers, an 74G, 1355, two-wheel drive, 1,265 hours, 74 Oliver, 2255, front wheel assist. This sale's on auction time tomorrow, folks. Again, Swenson & Sons. Alice Chalmers, again, more orange paint. They got an 82 Alice 4W305 four-wheel drive, an 84 Alice 4W220, actually two of those. And then for you red guys, how about an 85 Case H 4494 four-wheel drive and a 95 Case H 9270 with only 4,358 hours, and also an 83 International 6588 2+2.
Oh, look at that.
Snoopies or alligators or anteaters, you know, whatever you like to call them. But
anteaters, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably be writing about this sale, the prices. So, check it out again. Sells tomorrow, folks, on auction time.
And before we run out of time here, online today and tomorrow in Meeker, Oklahoma. Nice tractors.
Really nice. Armitage Equipment. They have a 2000 New Holland TV140 bidirectional, only 1,343 hours, a 12 model John Deere 7230 with a loader, 2,783 hours. And feed wagon, a 23 Vermeer HF400, absolutely like new. So that's, again, that's selling on auction time today and tomorrow with Armitage Equipment. Good folks there in Meeker, Oklahoma.
Did you say selling on Auction Time? What is that?
Yep. Auction Time, it's just an online auction platform. Been around a long time. Of course, people know it a long time. So farmers sell stuff there, dealers, auctioneers. So again, that's where that sale is tomorrow. And also the one for out of Minot tomorrow as well.
Very good, very good. We'll keep an eye on those. Greg, thanks so much for talking with us and elucidating your thoughts on former President Carter. Rest in peace. We appreciate you, buddy. Have a happy new year. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Sounds great. Happy new year to everyone out there.
That's Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson on AgriTalk. We'll be right back.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years. Until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk up 16 to 2028, February up 1 to 2050, March down 3 to 2023, April up 3 at 1979. Cattle markets are mostly mixed today. This is a combination of end-of-year positioning, along with some profit taking and even some higher box beef prices helping at least the nearby live cattle markets. December live cattle up 25 cents to 193.75. January feeder cattle down 32 cents to 261.05. Triple digit losses in the hog markets today. Long liquidation, demand concerns, and end of year positioning combining for those losses. February lean hogs rather down 265 to 81.50. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are lower. Soybeans are flat. Wheat markets, rather, are flat. And soybeans slightly higher in some of the deferred contracts. Some drier weather in Argentina is helping to support some of the deferred contracts on the bean side. But corn and wheat, a lot of positioning ahead of the end of the year. New crop corn down 3/4 to 440. New crop beans now up 2 to 1006 and a half. Chicago wheat marched steady at 546 and a half. Minneapolis wheat marched now down a half to 594 and 3/4.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
A
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday. Welcome back to AgriTalk. In fact, it's live right now, unless you're listening later, in which case, hello to you too as well. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson. Chip is traveling today, and honestly, I don't even know. He went to go see the Cyclones play down in Florida. I don't even know how they did in the game. I don't know. I didn't get a raucous and enthusiastic text from him late at night last night, so maybe they didn't do well.
No,
I'm not sure.
Won.
Was
they
it
won.
Saturday?
They
I don't
won.
Even know. Joe?
Yes, they won.
They won?
They did
okay.
win. Like 1 point. I think it was like 42-41 against Miami Hurricanes. Well, Cyclones versus Hurricanes.
I guess I would have expected a text. I don't know why he wouldn't text me. You know, okay. Doug Hensley, Hertz Real Estate. Doug, come on in here. Let's talk about the land market just a little bit. I appreciate you, buddy. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday season. New Year's is coming up. How you feeling, buddy boy?
Really good. Happy almost New Year to you. And yeah, the Iowa State Miami game was awesome to watch. It was a back and forth kind of shootout the entire time.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, excellent. I'm glad you could elucidate that for us. That's the word of the day today, Doug.
You bet.
I spoke with the gang over at BAMWX. They're talking about maybe a big old blizzard blasting through the Midwest. And I'm thinking about this sort of holiday time, and I know there's no such thing as a day off on the farm, but landowners in this season will probably find themselves with at least a couple hours of downtime. And Doug, I just want to pick your brain a little bit about what you might recommend landowners do if they've got some downtime and want to spend it on their land.
Well, there's always something that you can improve on a farm, as long as you're not, going through a foot of snow, which we haven't had much of, obviously, this year. But
so far, yeah.
One of the best improvements we always talk to people about is tile drainage. You know, in the Midwest, that's such a big deal, getting rid of the excess water. And the further west you go, that's less of a problem. Because they are running center pivot irrigators and they need the extra water. But in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, southern Minnesota, you know, that kind of footprint, gosh, getting rid of the excess water is such a big deal. And it's expensive to obviously do drainage work, but you're going to pay for it either way. If you don't have the tile, you won't have the yield. And if you have the tile, you're going to have better yield. So you pay for it either way is what we tell people.
Wow, that's really good. What does the market look like? Have buyers run out of money yet?
Yeah, good question. It's a different market here at the end of 2024 than it was at the end of 2023. I wouldn't say people have run out of money, but I would say there's a little less enthusiasm in the marketplace, in the land marketplace, than there was a year ago. And I think we were just starting to tip a little bit a year ago this time, just with interest rates rising a year ago and crop prices really in early 2024 is where commodity prices fell off a cliff. And I was looking back at some charts here at the end of the year, and I think this is not good news for anybody, but if you look at corn prices, we've kind of clawed back, but we're still under where we started in 2024. Soybean prices are just brutal. We're over $3 a bushel under where we started the year. And so that has just taken a lot of the profitability out of the production side of agriculture. And when you have, such a large percentage of your land buyers being active farmers, whenever we have something that harms profitability at the farm level, that obviously takes some of the goose out of the land market. And that's what we've seen. And not that we've seen things fall out of bed, because by no stretch of the imagination has that happened this year, but we have seen some values back up for the first time in quite some time, really in 5 years. But if we look back at the 2016 through 2019 time period, that's kind of the last time we were in one of these environments where profitability wasn't significant and people were struggling to break even. And I don't know that we were totally there in 2024 because I think we outbusheled it and were able to still make some profit. But looking ahead to 2025, you know, with current soybean prices in particular, but also corn. I mean, corn's just barely at or at break even. And so, you know, when people have a quarter or an 80 acre property next door to them come up, you know, for purchase, they're just a little less enthusiastic. It's almost as if some people are saying, hey, boy, I hope something I want doesn't come for sale during this time when commodity prices are depressed and interest rates are up, because it's a really tough decision for people to make when the environment is what it is right now. People still have cash, but man, they're protecting it in a different way than they were a year ago.
If I recall, you and I have discussed somewhere north of 80% of all Iowa farmland is owned outright. Do we know, has that figure shifted at all?
Yeah, actually the Iowa legislature has mandated a study every 5 years that they look at land ownership in Iowa. And the most recent one that was done in 22, I believe, and the data on it came out in 2023. And the most recent figures reflect 84% of Iowa farmland is owned without a mortgage. And so when we go through these cycles, the up and down, you know, right now we are thinking that we're in one of the downtrending pieces of the cycle. You know, it's not a situation where people are being forced to sell farms, and the lack of sale volume is actually one thing that I think is helping keep land values where they are, because, you know, you only get a shot at it once, and there's just not a lot of inventory. If you think of farms available for sale in that way, there's just not a lot for sale. And if you look at patterns, Davis, over time, when we go into one of these tougher profit environments, we tend to see a pullback in sellers offering farms to the market because nobody wants to sell into weakness. And that's essentially what's happened, is we're seeing a lower volume of overall farmland sales in the current environment than what we were, you know, 18 months or 2 years ago when things were going really good, because everybody likes to sell when the price is moving up, and when the price is flattened or maybe even a little biased towards being a little weaker like we have right now. It's just, you know, it makes their decision that much tougher to pull the trigger to move something.
Indeed. Well, and usually, as you know, as you see a market go down, I guess I'm sort of programmed, and not that we're plummeting lower, but we're a little softer in the land. But once you see it start to go down, you start to smell opportunity. Unfortunately, you've got this extra wrinkle of those high interest rates, which have got to figure in to that sort of opportunity matrix that you're putting together in your head there. That's quite the pinch, Doug.
Yeah, it really is. And that's the thing about the land market right now. I told somebody in early December, you know, it's harder to read the tea leaves in the market right now compared to a year or two ago, because some things are going okay. You know, sale volume's down, which obviously, you know, low supply leads to demand not being reached. So that has a tendency to keep prices up. But you have interest rates and commodity prices, which are two of the bigger influences to the land market that are not super favorable right now. But it's a push-pull market, and it's neighborhood specific, because you can go out in the market and find some neighborhoods where there has been a handful of sales, and, you know, the locals, so to speak, have, you know, spent their dry powder. And then you go into other neighborhoods and nothing sold, and everybody's interested in buying a nice farm when it comes to the market. My home area, McDonough County, Illinois, you know, here in late 2024, in early December, late November, saw a couple of sales that were north of 23,000 still. Yeah. And that makes no sense to anybody other than people who, you know, have put back retained earnings. They're interested in adding on to what they have. And when very little comes to the market, they're prepared and ready to pull the trigger. You go to other areas You know, I know of some farms that would that will produce 225 bushel corn pretty consistently that are struggling to bring $12,000 or $13,000 an acre. And is there that much difference between, you know, McDonough County, Illinois, and some of these other neighborhoods where things aren't as strong? There really isn't. But sale volume is one of those things. In those areas where we've seen quite a few sales happen, when that local capital is just not available, you're going to see a sale potentially struggle. So there's differences neighborhood to neighborhood that people need to understand as they look at the market.
Doug, I'm going to cut you loose on this one because we're running out of time, but I haven't heard you once talk about the non-farmer investor in this conversation. Are they still around? Are they still buying?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're still around. But the investor crowd has tempered themselves, I think, a little bit over the last 12 to 18 months, and mainly that's because of interest rates and not so much that they're borrowing money, but when they look at the farmland market and we're at or near all-time highs and they're looking at cash income return coming off of a farm in that 2 to 3% range, and then they look at, well, I can put my cash in a simple CD and right. still achieve 4.5% to 5.5%, they have a tendency to just pull back a little bit. And so they are not as prominent of a buyer, even though they're still active in the market and they're paying attention to things. Yeah. The other thing that I think has influenced the investor market is the fact that 1031 tax-deferred exchanges aren't as great because interest rates have slowed development in some areas. So we're just not seeing as much tax-deferred exchange investor-buyer activity as what we had 2 years ago.
Doug Hensley from Hertz Real Estate, Happy New Year, buddy, and we'll talk to you next year.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Here with us today is Dan English, General Manager, FBN Financial. Dan, as farmers consider where to get their land financing, why should they consider FBN?
Well, at FBN Finance, we're really dedicated to serving family farmers and putting farmers first. We've created an experience to provide farmers with all the essential information that they need during their land financing journey. And so on the front end, they can use our free land evaluation tool, AcreVision. They can look at land insights and metrics, soil types, using that product. Then they can use our land calculator to view their estimated rates and fees. And then when they're ready to get pre-qualified, they can use our digital application and then take advantage of our instant approvals for qualifying applications.
Okay, pre-qualification and instant approvals. Explain that some more and tell me how that benefits farmers.
Well, if you're just starting out your process and you're not sure what you can afford or not sure how a lender is going to look at it, Pre-qualification gives you that confidence to go out to an auction or, you know, consider a refinance if it's worth the effort to put in the time and effort to get that. And then a pre-approval or an actual approval is great when you want to move quickly. So let's say you win that auction and you've got a limited time period to close. You don't want to spend the first couple of weeks thinking around, who's going to give me a loan? We'll let you know right away. It takes less than 15 minutes to fill out the application, and we can get you approved for up to $2.5 million.
Really cool. Dan, how can someone get in contact with your team?
You can get started right now by going to fbn.com/agritalk, or you can call us directly at 833-FBN-LEND. That's L-E-N-D. And right now, for AgriTalk listeners, when you fill out a form to speak with a loan advisor or call us directly and mention AgriTalk, you're eligible to save $500 on closing costs for your land loan over $250,000.
Thank you, Dan. Very cool. That is Dan English, General Manager, FBN Financial.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
CattleCon's headed to San Antonio, February 4th through 6th, 2025, where farmers and ranchers gather to shape our industry's future. Remember, if you ain't at the table, you might just be on the menu. Check out the latest in ranching at the Texas-sized NCBA Trade Show. Network, learn, and grow your operation. Don't miss this chance to steer the cattle biz in San Antonio, where the Alamo spirit lives on. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered. CattleCon 2025, where the beef industry meets.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
And sometimes they talk about it with the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, which is the case today, right here on AgriTalk. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. I'm still fired up, still on that second cup of coffee, and it's doing the trick, good people. I hope you're feeling good wherever you might be. It's the weird sort of between Christmas and New Year's time. Let me bring in Josh Linville from StoneX. Josh, thanks so much for taking some time, bro. How are you feeling about the Wednesday holiday routine we got going here?
I am not a fan. Talk about breaking up every week and getting work a day and a half. You're off the
table. Let me see what I can do to help out with that audio real quick.
I know he was talking to us. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Here's my question for Josh. We're going to fix the audio just a little bit. My question for Josh is two. Number one, we didn't see much movement in anhydrous ammonia on the retail side all year long price-wise. I'm wondering if that's a sign of something to come. We've got the off-season for fertilizer coming up really, really soon. In fact, I would argue we're in it. I want to talk about anhydrous, and I also want to talk about phosphate prices because I'm concerned that they may have reset prices higher to stay. I don't know how much the Russia thing impacts. You want to, Josh Linville, terrific. You want to start there with the phosphate prices? Have they reset higher to stay?
Unfortunately, yeah. And a lot of people are aggravated and for very, very good reason. When you look at the phosphate value and you start to look at that over the course of corn and beans and everything else, extremely high. And in fact, assuming our phosphate and our corn price holds, we will set the all-time high ratio for January, February this year. And that is over the top of 2021, 22. That's over the top of 2008, which were insanely high.
Yeah.
And the problem is it has very little to do with North America. When you look around the world, China is typically your biggest exporter, about 10 million tons per year. And this year, maybe 7 million tons, if they're lucky. And they're talking about scaling back that back even harder as we move into 2025. So, again, it's one of those things where our production rates are a little slower here, but we are still in line with the rest of the world. This is a global issue, man. Everybody around the world is dealing with the same thing. So, yeah, it does feel like we set high, and it feels like it's going to hold. Now, once we get past, say, April, once we get past that pre-plant demand, we'll wait and see what the summer brings. But yeah, for right now, I think we've got to figure out that we're going to go into spring. Prices are not looking good.
Well, and unfortunately, it sort of feels like the economic environment right now if I'm a potential phosphate producer, I'm going to make a DAP factory. I don't know if I want to do that right now or not. I don't think that the phosphate price environment for the, in the retail side, really warrants an increase in infrastructure and production, et cetera, here in North America yet. Does it, Josh?
Well, the problem with the phosphate is it's not like nitrogen where if you can just find some natural gas or something like that, you can produce it. You know, you've got to go find those phosphate rock reserves, and those just aren't easy to find. I will say one of the things that I am excited about, there's obviously a lot of phosphate produced down in the state of Florida, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the big environmental pushbacks is the byproduct, this phos gypsum stacks that are down there. They just keep building, and they're an eyesore, and they're an environmental issue, and all these different things. Florida just approved starting to use some of those stacks, some of that product, to put into their roadways. So now it's one of your biggest environmental issues might start going away as they find another use for it. Now, will that mean that because we're getting rid of this huge eyesore, this big environmental impact, you're getting rid of that? Will they start to expand some of the grounds down there? Let them expand their mining into some of this phosphate rock they know is there, but they just haven't been allowed to touch it yet. That's a hope. That's a longer-term situation. It doesn't help us this spring. That's just me trying to find some silver lining out there.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. We'll take any silver linings you can offer. But China is super nerding out on soil fertility and maximizing yield potential, aren't they? That's what started this whole thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. You have seen the government go to their people and say, we need to be more self-sufficient. We need to stop buying this grain from everybody else around the world, especially Western countries like ourselves.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? You go to your farmers, you say, grow more. Well, how do you grow more? You throw more fertilizer at it.
Yeah. All right. I guess they have to go through that phase where you think 250 bushels or 250 pounds of nitrogen makes 250 bushel corn, right?
That's
it's a
right.
Hard lesson.
It is. It's an expensive lesson.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and it's getting expensive for us looking into 2025. Gosh, Josh, I'd sure like to know your thoughts. Talk to the farmers out there. They're, you know, they got stuff to buy. They got to figure all of this out. Give us something to hang on to here, buddy.
I'll tell you what, nitrogen, unfortunately, we're getting ready to go through our demand models. We always do this once a quarter. The guys and I, we've been working through it, and really it's still painting the same higher price picture that we've been worried about. I know a lot of people are dragging their feet, hoping for better days. I fully appreciate that. It's not a great situation today, but there's a lot of global situations going on with the nitrogen market that's going to keep its foot basically on the gas pedal. So I'm afraid we're going to see worse before we get better there. Phosphate, again, don't really expect to see anything phenomenal happen as far as downside pricing before spring season. Potash is the only input, the only major input I can point to and say, that's at least looking good. Look at the price. Historically, fairly low. Look at it versus grains. Very low. And you look around the world, more production coming. We're in a very well-supplied situation today. You start looking out ahead, you know, BHP's mining Canada, more production in Russia, increasing production in Laos. All of these things start to come online. We can almost have a discussion on whether or not potash is oversupplied globally. And that's a great thing for farmers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One thing that's not so great for farmers who need to secure financing for these inputs is the interest rates. Doug Hensley and I just had a talk about the land market, about how there's money out there, but you know, for those who need to finance this stuff, dude, the interest rate is absolutely prohibitive. Fair?
Absolutely. And it's a major talking point that we've had here the last year or two that we haven't had to have for a while in the fertilizer market. Cost of carry because of interest rates. So, yeah, it's a very big cost. I'm the same way. I've watched a few pieces of land sell at high prices.
Yeah.
Blows my socks off.
Yeah. Yeah. You got big plans for New Year's, Josh?
Laying low. Not getting sick, getting ready to head to Orlando next week for big marathon weekend at Disney.
Outstanding. Back to Disney you go. Now, last time you had, like, kids, your kids were, like, powerlifting and marching in bands and things. I don't even remember the feats of strength that they performed. It sounds like a very exciting time every time you go to Disney, Josh.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'll run the 5K myself. My wife will run the 10K with me. My oldest son will run the half with me. And then I'll finish it out on Sunday with a full marathon solo.
Wow, that is impressive, sir. Good luck with all that. Breathe deeply, would you? Breathe deeply while you're doing all that. Josh Linville from StoneX, thanks so much, buddy. Hey, Brett Waltz, Greg Peterson, Doug Hensley, Josh Linville, and Big Apple Joe. It's me, handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Come back this afternoon. Allison Thompson from The Money.
Uh-oh, Brett's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Funeral plans being set for former President Jimmy Carter. The state funeral is January 9th at National Cathedral in Washington. It will also be a national day of mourning. Update on the deadly explosive South Korean jetliner crash in